This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Ron Rivera will join us in just about an hour. That's coming up at 9 a.m. But Valdez has told me that Squeaker's Court is about to go in session. I think the music needs to be played.
Is this a surprise to everybody?
Are we putting you on the case, Valdez?
I was alerted about something nubby that one of you four have done.
Okay. All right.
Something nubby that one of us has done.
This is extreme nubbiness.
All right. So when did we do this? When did this person?
Probably in the last 2 weeks.
Last 2 weeks.
So if there's anything that you guys would
it's
like to confess,
nubbier than throwing out your Venmo account.
Hold on,
because that's pretty nubby.
It's got a nub.
At Lurchbish. Hey, hold on. Was this something done here at the studio or at home? Or away from the studio?
Out of studio.
All right, I don't think
it's hard to do something nubby in the studio.
I don't think I've done anything extremely nubby in the last 2 weeks.
Although in studio, I think the nubbiest thing that you guys have done lately is Jason taking his free candy from PenFed and using it to give to kids for Halloween. I mean, that's pretty bad.
Well, I took a few for myself, the Almond Joys.
Kids do not like Almond Joy.
No.
I mean, that's the 16 seed of candy.
That's such a boomer candy.
What should I give the kids?
Gummy bears, Skittles, Reese's,
M&M's,
Hershey bars.
I hesitate on the Reese's because you don't know what kids have peanut butter allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut allergies.
Well, they should know.
I get it, but they'll grab, I don't know, whatever.
Okay, so just eliminate peanut
so you're telling
candies.
Me, you're telling me that they don't like Almond Joys.
I don't think kids like
he's correct.
Yeah.
God, they're so good.
Why don't you also give out black licorice while you're at it? Because that's terrible. Too.
Almond Joy's greater than sign.
I have to think
almost milk duds. Everything.
Milk duds stink too.
This is very weird.
I'm really trying to think if I've done anything particularly nubby.
This is your grace period to admit your nubbiness.
That's right, because usually the judge
before the Jones
a little
starts.
Leniency if you fess up.
I think I'm innocent. I mean, I don't think.
Let me ask you this. Another question.
I can't think of anything.
How did you find out? You said you were alerted.
Yeah, that's good.
Social media.
A listener?
Social media.
Spy report.
Oh.
Social media.
Spy report.
Spy report.
That is underutilized.
I mean, I do something nubby, but it's kind of a hobby for me, but it's kind of nubby.
I'd love to hear it. I mean,
this is your grace period.
This is your time of leniency.
But I doubt this is something that someone outed me on, but I do it out in public. I like to go for walks and pick up sticks and logs. The
and bring them back to the fire?
Gathering.
It's very caveman of you.
It is practical, but
I don't think
I go for walks.
It definitely
I'll make a pile and I'll throw it in my car.
I think that's smart.
And then I burn it.
It's better than going to Home Depot and buying wood.
That's not it. So
yeah,
you're safe.
I know that's not it, but that's like a nubby thing.
JP,
I do.
Cake.
Well, I don't know that this is nubby, other than I actually thought about it today that I had a sponsorship. Probably like 3 or 4 years ago for the jeans that I'm currently wearing.
Okay.
And they're my number one jeans still, like 3 or 4 years later.
Sure.
And I don't think I've bought jeans since.
I mean, can you stand
I don't
up?
Buy them.
That's not it.
That can't be it.
That's
so obscure.
Go stand over there so I can see how they fit on you. They're not even.
By the way, the white tennis shoes with the jeans is kind of hurt. Yeah. It's kind of Seinfeld-ish.
Very old man.
So that's nubby. That's Seinfeld. What he's doing today is nubby.
Right. Dressing skills are just nubby.
I don't think I've done, I mean, maybe I've done something super nubby, but I can't recall it.
But I would always bet blind lurch, but I just don't know.
Right. Well, except he doesn't really have social media.
Yeah, that's...
No, I know, but people just ran
him out. He said he was alerted by social media.
Somebody saw him do something and they ran him out.
I can't think of anything nubby I did in the last couple weeks, but who knows?
Everything you do is nubby.
All right, well, I was alerted to this by JP.
All right.
And when I saw this picture, I couldn't believe.
By JP?
No, it's not. JP showed me the picture.
Okay.
JP Finley or JP Flame?
Flame.
I saw it.
So you know what it is.
So you already knew what it was.
I know, but I wanted to see if I could get something nubby out of you.
He wanted to see if he could get something out of you.
All right. It involves cakes.
Oh, it does. Okay.
So you guys are off the hot seat.
All right.
Can I do something nubby?
Cakes.
Yes.
Did you take free Brooks Farley shoes and use them as a gift?
Did you re-gift?
Did you re-gift Brooks shoes from Chris Farley?
You can't say it that well. I saw a picture, and it's nice. Your mother-in-law,
yes,
I guess, just had a birthday.
She did, yes.
Did you give her free Pacer shoes?
No, there's a picture. There's a picture of her opening a present with wrapping paper.
Yes.
And I looked at it. I was like, wait a second. Those are the shoes that Farley always looks us with.
They are. No. You see, here's the backstory.
Is he wrong?
He's wrong because I paid for the shoes.
I didn't get free.
You're 100% wrong.
Now, I'm to be technical, I'm going to pay for the shoes.
But you did.
There will be payment.
Oh, you're not wrong.
Given to Chris Farley via Venmo.
Well, no, because this
you're
is what...
You're lying.
He's lying.
Not right?
You're lying. Because why would you pay?
The shoes are secured because, like, Amy got a pair of Brooks recently, paid for those.
Right.
Like,
and so you told Farley,
hey, I need one more pair for my in-laws.
Amy's mom for
her
birthday.
Oh, you're not paying for those. I know how that bit works.
I'm going to pay for them.
No. You know what? You busted. Nothing.
Not busted. That's not nubby.
Busted. Busted. He is not paying. Because you would have paid. Because you're like me. You don't like the debt. You would. I know you.
It was kind of like
you would have Venmoed
job.
Him right away.
No. Sometimes I'm late with the Venmo. Like I owe Jason $50 for a fantasy league. I will pay him.
Yeah, but that's fantasy.
But it hasn't
that's
been
different.
Paid yet.
When you buy something for someone, you always want to get that clear.
When you get something, when you get something a little nicer than running shoes for your mother-in-law,
no, she needs this
fine.
Particular pair.
I don't have a problem with that.
What do you care what sort of shoes she gets?
I don't have a problem with that. I think he's not intending to pay.
No, I am fully intending to pay. I just have not paid yet.
It's a very light intention.
No, it's a serious intention.
Well, I think Farley won't accept it. He'll probably just say
no. He'll accept it. He's accepted payment from me before.
All right.
Yeah.
I've gone through him to get shoes.
I've never offered payment.
See, that's nubby. I've actually paid.
All right, but you did
I've
say
paid Chris for
you
something.
Did say yeah. the shoes are paid for. That's incorrect.
He
that's
did lie.
True.
It
that's
did
true.
Lie. Okay. He did lie.
He's the king of white lies.
They haven't paid for it quite yet, but there is serious intent to pay.
You can pay him right now.
Hey, you know what?
Phone,
I can. You won't Venmo him right now.
I need to figure out how much it is.
Oh, you don't even know.
Those shoes, I can tell you.
Probably about $100.
Yeah, retail.
You think I won't pay $100 for shoes? I paid $70 for my wife's shoes.
Good luck finding for $100 there.
I have no idea.
Probably about $20.
He's going to give you that
to
cost.
To be fair, I mean, he's going to probably charge me cost. Okay? Because we have a long-standing relationship. Okay? Right. Now, I'm not sized to pay full freight, but I'll pay cost.
Hey, the cakes get caught with his hand in the cookie jar a little bit.
No,
a little
come bit. On.
He was slow rolling the payment for sure.
I mean, I just don't
for
think
sure.
I don't think that's that nubby to get a pair of shoes.
Look, I didn't know whether he was guilty or not, but I mentioned about these because I saw the picture and I was like, I've never wrapped the shoes, which I've gotten hooked from Farley. I recognize the box, recognize the
Jason
shoes.
Jason is the king of re-gifting stuff like that. I wouldn't put that past Jason's probably already done that 100 times. If Jason gets something he doesn't like, he that's one nice quality.
I'm not the only person who does that.
All right, I usually just.
How much do I?
What do you do with it? You don't throw it away.
I probably wouldn't take it. I probably wouldn't take it.
The mom-in-law shoes.
It was just, it's a funny image too, because you see this 80-year-old woman holding these shiny, sparkling new running Brooks running shoes.
Hey, she knows the Brooks feel good on her feet.
It's hilarious.
How much do I owe for the mom-in-law shoes? I am getting roasted.
Right. It's pretty funny.
Thanks.
He's probably in the middle of a run. I think Farley.
I'm sure he is.
He's doing the New York Marathon and gunning for, I don't know the exact number, but like his 25th straight.
23rd. I saw the
sub-3-hour
yeah.
marathon.
Sounds like he's behind the pace right now. He needs to pick up the pace.
Now, I'm hoping
he's 45 years old.
Yeah.
And listen, it's an incredible feat.
I'm hoping that the response from Chris Farley after he's done training.
Don't worry about it.
Don't sweat it. You're good.
Yes.
But if he does say, hey, there's $70, I'll gladly pay.
If you have every intention of paying, you pay him anyway.
I guess I could do that.
Yeah. He does it. You know, listen, JP, bust him.
Yeah. He's stone cold busted.
Guilty. Let's go around the room. Judge EB, guilty. JP? He doesn't
probably
really have,
guilty. He wasn't going to pay.
He wasn't going to pay. Jason?
Because you can pay the next day. All I do is Venmo him.
He just Venmo right away.
When was her birthday? I don't know the timeline. I saw
it. Doesn't matter.
Your wife is she Facebooks a lot. So I saw it on Facebook. When was the birthday?
It
had to have been this weekend.
This past weekend, yeah.
Jason. Okay. What is
guilty? Well, I mean, based on the facts, yes, he's guilty.
The case, he is guilty.
But I would be in the same boat. I would hope.
Doesn't matter.
I would hope Farley would say, I got you. Don't worry.
I know, but that's Farley taking the bullet. Why do you want him to take the bullet?
He just got $5,000 worth of advertising.
Do you know what it's like?
I'm just guessing on the number. I have no idea.
If you reach into your pocket, you pull out your wallet, like at dinner, when someone says, I got the check, don't worry.
Yeah.
And then you pull out the wallet, and you know they're not going to take the money.
Yeah. Right. You offer first, but you're hoping that everybody says, because, no, let's just chop.
Because
right.
if Cakes truly was going to pay, he would just, it's a lot easier just go to Dick's and pick up the dumb shoes.
Yeah, but this is a certain type that he had access to. It's probably not at your big box store like Dick's.
Well, he could go to Pacers, which is right down the street here in Navy Yard.
Yeah, but that requires a lot of effort.
How much effort? You could walk to it.
Yeah, you could.
So when you asked,
but it's easier just to text Chris
when you
Farley.
Texted him, then what
that
happened?
I agree
he shipped
with.
Them to you, and then how many days later did you have them?
I opened my door. It's like, oh, what's this package at my door?
He put the burden on somebody else.
Yeah, he did.
That's the way I operate.
He did.
If I can shift the burden away from me,
right?
And put it on
just
somebody
don't
else.
Feign this intent to pay.
I had when all you intentions through, to pay.
Right. You know, it just don't.
I had all intentions to pay.
Like when I asked my, when I asked
he's
my,
already saying past
hold on,
tense.
Let me see.
I had intentions
let me
to pay.
Let me see the text thread. See if there was ever intention
just
for me to pay.
When I want to play golf and I hit up Tom, I don't offer to pay. It's sort of
unwritten rule.
Right, but like if I felt like I was going to pay, I would just pay. I would just go to the, you know what I mean? If I was going to pay. If I had intention to pay, I wouldn't call him.
I'm always prepared to pay on the hookups. Like I've played at Blue Match once this year, and I'm ready to pay if it happens, but I'm not going to offer like post-mortem.
All right, I'll give you a quick, just a quick text thread with Farley. You can tell me whether I'm super nubby or not. I said, can I order a pair of these shoes for my mother-in-law? Sent a picture. He said, yep, no problem on the mother-in-law shoes. Let's see. He says, I also owe you
there other shoes?
Some swag, some stuff coming for you donks. Let's see.
Sorry.
I said, how much do I owe you?
Whoa. Then you might be innocent.
Never know.
He gets a pardon.
So then I asked him, how much do I owe you for Amy's shoes? So he gives me his Venmo, $70. I sent him the $70.
Mm-hmm.
$70 seems light.
Well, because he's getting
the
cost.
I'm getting the cost.
Go ahead.
Nothing about the cost for the mother-in-law shoes.
Well, you didn't ask.
Was never really broke. That topic was never really broke.
Right. So you had no intention of paying. You would have said,
I mean,
how much is it for? I would have felt guilty, and I would have said, how much is it for the others?
Here's the thing. Here's a radio insider. Okay. And,
radio
I don't want to out Chris Farley too much. I love him. Chris Farley, Pacers Running Stores. Runs an empire here in the D.C. area. He has a healthy allowance from his friends at Brooks.
I understand, but still.
Yeah, he's got a healthy allowance.
It's not your allowance.
Like, product allowance.
It's his allowance.
I understand
allowance.
It's his.
Yeah.
But
and his wife is like I don't know what her job title is, but she's up there in Brooks now.
She's a queen in the Brooks empire.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So, if every once in a while I ask her maybe a pair here and there for some Brooks.
You don't feel bad.
I don't feel so bad.
I'm a big fan of Scott as well.
So, if that's
where do you think the white shoes came from?
If I'm king of the numbers, you know what?
Scott.
I will wear that crown.
Listen.
I'll wear the crown.
I like free stuff more than anybody. But if I'm asking for it in that scenario, I would have offered to pay.
Yeah, I asked for it. I did not offer to pay.
That's guilty.
And then
I'm happy to pay.
And then I know it wasn't
not
Cakes.
Not that happy.
But then his wife slaps some you know, wrapping paper.
Well, it was a gift. It was like a free gift.
Yeah. Don't you think Farley
you won't
said,
give away,
don't
like,
you think Farley thought, I would have thought, okay, he's offered to pay for Amy's, which is mm-hmm. really cool. How come he's not offering to pay for the mother?
I don't know. Find the cheaper pair.
If you want to find out, you are more than welcome to call or text Chris Farley today to find
out. He'll listen later today on one of his 3-hour runs.
He keeps thinking he does 3-mile runs.
He doesn't
runs.
Really care about giving away a pair of Brooks here or there.
Right.
That, and that's kind of the angle that I took.
Have you used a hookup or taken something from the station for a gift?
Or a gift?
What do you mean? Like,
because this was like a present that they wrapped.
Yeah, like a
we get a liquor bottle.
Yeah,
or something.
Or a bobblehead around here.
Wait a second.
To my kids.
What would I re-gift? What sort of trash re-gift from here?
Well, like, a bobblehead.
Like
your
if
kids.
There was an extra, let's just say, the crab kickoff. We got really nice hoodies, which Chuck Lee. Long-time listener, entrepreneur, owns Pamplona.
You're
gave
not going to re-gift that. No one wants a junkie's
hoodie.
Yeah,
I'm just throwing out an example. You're saying, what is here?
That's what I'm saying. What's here
that was a nice hoodie.
That's re-gift worthy?
I don't know. I'm just wondering. See if this has happened before.
Cakes, this is
it's like a one-off.
I don't hate on you for this. Bickle does, but.
I'm not hating. I'm just saying I would
offer to pay. He's making you feel bad.
It's fine.
I would offer to pay.
I did the same thing with Puma Pete.
I'm sure. Yes, you did.
What do you mean?
I sent him a picture of some shoes that my daughter wanted, and I said, do you think you can hook up?
Okay, but that's up front you're asking. Like you're asking.
Well, I just said, I don't know if I used the word hook. I just said, my daughter wants these, I didn't offer to pay.
I've done that before where I've said, hey, hold on. I've done that before where I said, hey, Dina's saying, where's her pair? Wink, wink. You know what I mean? So I've done that.
Right.
Okay. Oh, so
but I've done that.
Yeah, but we've never wrapped it. That was the. Well, also that was what I was curious about. Is it's one thing to get the free shoes, but then to give them to somebody else and put wrapping paper around them.
Hey, she doesn't have to know that they weren't paid for. Okay, maybe
it's the thought
maybe
that counts.
I'm working on the barter system,
right?
Okay, maybe I'm bartering, and all of a sudden these silly Brooks wind up on my doorstep.
The Brooks are nice. I do like them. They're underrated.
I mean, there's when they
are nice.
When they're unwrapped, there's nothing on them that says these were free. These have not been paid for. There's none of that. It's just a silly Brooks box.
He's finally admitting.
With amazing running shoes
kind
inside.
Of denying.
I mean, did it happen? Yes. Was there intent to pay? Maybe.
See,
maybe
he's
a little
legitimately
bit.
Changed his tune in 10 minutes, Evie.
Do I want to pay?
You never want to pay.
Absolutely not.
Right.
Will I be happy if Chris Farley says, you're good. You don't have to pay for the Scotty Brooks. Yes. I'll be very happy.
Can we get you on camera while you're in Squeaker's Court? I just
You know what? I can't help the fact that we're using subpar technology and it just cuts out all the time.
I do. I did the same
There's
thing.
Nothing I can do about
he
that.
He was on the witness stand, but not.
Cakes, see these shoes right here?
See those. Yes, those
Pumas. These are called Puma Maze.
Are those sellies?
They're $90.
Ooh.
I can't believe how much these they're premium women's sneakers.
Hey, do you remember when Jason used to come in with a Puma catalog and tell us to pick one thing? Those were the days.
Why did he get bitter at us?
No, he didn't. It was someone else in the company that did.
Yeah,
but that was my fault.
It was the higher ups. It was the higher ups in Germany.
I sent a sarcastic, snarky email, but she doesn't know my personality, so I was actually being funny, but she didn't take it that way.
She didn't know.
Long story.
She didn't know your
who's the she? Can you tell me?
No,
you
got some sort of marketing rep. By the way, these are the shoes that I didn't pay for, and thank you, Puma Pete, for them.
If we come back.
I don't hate on you, bro.
I appreciate that. Fitz is hobbling around on crutches. He's a long ways away from suiting up for the Washington football team, it appears. Does he deserve an audition to be the quarterback later this season and into 2022? We'll get into that next here on The Fan. So here's your headline from Ian Rappaport from NFL Network. This was posted October 24th, which was a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Heinicke to remain the starter with Ryan Fitzpatrick, parentheses, hip, still weeks away from return.
I told you that, Cakes.
So it makes you wonder, makes you think, when are we going to see Fitz? Will you see Fitz at all in 2021? And is he in the plans for 2022 going forward?
Hmm.
What are the plans for Fitz?
Yeah.
I think the plans will be to move on.
Yeah.
I think the plans will be
yeah,
to move on.
Yeah, but you haven't really seen what he has to offer.
Yeah, but the fan base not going to buy a 40-year-old quarterback after this year.
It could be that you give...
Because he's not going to be your backup because you got your backup.
Right.
So next year, whoever you bring in, let's just say you bring in a veteran or you draft a kid in the first round and he's the starter. Well, Heinicke's your backup.
Right.
Fitz won't be the backup.
Or you could go to Fitz and say he's only on a 1-year deal, correct? So you go to Fitz and say, you got $10 million, okay, last year for doing nothing.
Yes.
You did nothing.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you $5 million, and we're going to say bye-bye to Taylor Heinicke. You're going to be the backup, and we're going to draft a young kid.
No, they're not going to do that.
And we're going to bring you along.
Taylor's actually the perfect backup because he's butt cheap, and he can give you a spark.
But what if Fitz is better, and he makes a little bit more money, but you don't pay him $10
million? Well, I'd rewind.
You don't bank on
your
backup.
Jumping to the offseason. I'd rewind. I think he deserves a chance to be on the field. If the season continues like it is,
they're
2-5. Let's say that they are 4-9, and he's ready to go by then.
Uh huh.
I just want to see him, see what he can do. It's your tryout.
So his tryout / audition for 2022 would be the last three games of the season.
Correct. Three or four games, whatever.
That might be fair. I mean, he's not healthy.
Right.
But
my approach is that if he looks good, you give him that audition for the last four or five games.
But you
got to
give him an audition.
And he looks good, and he looks markedly better than Taylor Heinicke.
I still don't think the fan base is going to go for it.
I don't care about the fan base. I care about what Ron Rivera and the coaching staff think.
I know you don't care.
That means nothing to me.
I know. You keep diminishing it, but they do care because they got to fill the stadium. They got to have hope.
They don't fill the stadium.
I know.
Wait a second. Taylor Heinecke's going to fill the stadium?
No. I'm not saying about for next year. You're not following me. They can't sell this fan. The fan base is at their wit's end right now. It's at a fever pitch for we got to find our quarterback finally. All the years, I've never seen the fan base more in unison than they are right now.
I just said that if you think that Fitz is better than Heinicke, which I don't think is a stretch, that he's better, then he becomes your veteran backup, and you kick Taylor Heinicke to the curb, and you draft the young guy.
Backup position is not as important.
Let me just say this.
It's not as important.
Okay. On paper, probably better. Obviously, based on his career, better. All right. But he's been out since...
Understood.
10 minutes left in the first quarter of week one.
I would be fine.
If he's going to take basically two and a half more months off, is he going to be better than Taylor when he comes back?
Who knows? I would be fine if they just nuked the whole thing. All three quarterbacks, put them in a space capsule, and shoot them off into space, and you start fresh.
Listen.
I don't need Heinicke, Fitz, or I don't need any of those guys here.
I don't mind having...
Heinicke's the perfect backup. He's cheap, and he gives you a spark. They're not getting rid of him.
And he's fast. I agree.
He's perfect.
Okay. He's not your starter for next year.
No, he's perfect backup.
But Fitz is 37.
Yeah. They're not going to bring him back
after this debacle. This is a season-by-season bit they're doing here. This is not a five-year building plan.
Well, they're in the process of wasting 2 years. Like, literally wasting them.
Well, that's on them.
They're not going to waste next year.
All right, Bickle, let me ask you this.
They're not.
If Fitz comes back, now he's going to have the MRI in 2 weeks. So he's not even going to have the MRI for 2 weeks. What? That means he's going to be out through the bye week.
Why are they waiting so long for an MRI?
Because he's not healed. He's on crutches, Cakes.
He's not
healed. This is a serious injury.
All right, let's just say that happens, right? But he comes back, and let's just say it's week 12, and he's healthy. He goes out and practices, he's healthy. Would you give him the start?
Sure. If Taylor's playing the way he's playing, which is sort of very up and down, sure.
Yeah, let's assume Taylor's going to be up and down through the next five games.
Sure. Well, why not? Sure.
I would say, yeah.
I think that's a disservice to not play him.
You want to see how he would fit in.
I would give him the start.
Now, if Taylor comes out there, beats the Broncos, now they're going to get smoked by the Bucs, doesn't matter, beats the Panthers and beats the Seahawks or something like that, and he's got like a little winning streak.
They're going to win 3 out of 4.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Then I might wait. I give him that option. Listen, I think you could beat the Broncos, and I think JP could beat the Panthers.
No, so, they're better than you think.
I can't wait for this weekend.
First of all, they're both road games.
Please mark that, Tim. I can't wait for this weekend.
I'm not saying they were going to, but I just disrespect them.
I know you do. You've established that over the years.
And they disrespect us. I get it. Everyone disrespects us. I know that.
But I would agree with Cakes. If Fitz was healthy, yes, he deserves to, because he was the number one guy. Yes, he deserves to play. But he might not be healthy the rest of the year.
He may not be healthy ever again.
And if he's not healthy the rest of the year, Sayonara.
Oh, yeah, bye-bye.
He's not on crutches because he wants to be.
Understood.
He's on crutches because that thing is it's a long healing process.
He could be a career ender. Could be a career ender.
Feels potentially. Pain.
Well, wasn't he talking about retiring before he decided to play?
Yeah, well, maybe it is.
There were reports of that, but he debunked those.
Right.
And he came back, got a $10 million sack from the Washington football team.
Man, he stole $10
million.
It sucks that he's on crutches. He doesn't want to be on crutches ever.
No, of course not.
But $10 million? All right, after taxes, six?
I'd be on crutches for the rest of my 10 lifetimes for $10 million.
Hey, I know it's not going to happen.
Would you around on crutches all year long for $6 million?
Of course.
That would suck, but I think I would do it for 1 year.
You would. This is just a hypothetical. Still relatively young guy. How much would you pay in salary if you could somehow convince Andrew Luck to play for you?
Oh, $20 million.
He's not.
Well, that's nothing for quarterbacks now.
$35 million. Well, I mean, he hadn't played in 3 years.
I know.
$35 million. Right. I don't care.
What if Andrew Luck just said?
A little discount for having not played. Right.
Well, hold on.
I mean, played 3 years.
I know it's a hypothetical, but he retired under contract, didn't he?
Correct.
Do the Colts still have his rights?
No, I know. I said it's hypothetical.
I'm just curious
how desperate you'd be.
I would pay him. I mean, obviously, I would pay him. Yeah, of course. I would love to have
him. I wouldn't be crazy about getting a guy in my building who, just the flip of a coin, is just going to quit because that's what he's already done once.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be crazy about
that. I just get
the
sense he has no interest in coming back. I mean, you want to talk about a guy disappeared off the planet.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what about this hypothetical? What if Fitz comes back for the last three games of the season? They go 3-0, and he puts up some.
That'll be bad news for the organization.
Pretty bawdy numbers.
Well, then maybe some fans would get excited, but I'm telling you,
this guy would be excited.
I think it would be unlikely, and maybe you could sell it then, but I'll be stunned if this fan base tolerates more journeymen here. Like, you're going to have to at least bring in a vet or draft a guy. This fan base is not going to tolerate it. I've never seen them so unanimous in their desire to have a quarterback.
Well, you might have one if he goes 3-0 and putting up 350 a game.
I wish I knew the Marty and Marty master plan for what the quarterback is going to be going forward.
They don't have a master plan.
They have to have some sort of plan.
They're winging it.
They've got to have some sort of plan.
No, they're talking.
They're winging it, though. They're talking, of course.
They're
trying to think of things.
They're talking about the quarterbacks in the draft, who they like.
They
got their scouts at games.
They're probably talking about Deshaun. Have to.
Yeah, but he's not coming here.
You have to do your due diligence.
I'm sure
I haven't seen his. When they list
all the names of the teams that are interested, you never see Washington. It's Philly. It's Miami. It's Carolina. It's Denver. You never see Washington.
Yeah. So I don't think they can add another dumpster fire like that to this.
Oh, I don't think it would be helpful for
image and
off
everything.
The field.
Yeah.
Especially after after the Darius Geis debacle.
Yeah, they can't bring him in. They can't.
It's a great question.
The list of 2022 NFL free agent quarterbacks, it's a freaking graveyard. Big Ben, Fitz, Andy Dalton, Nick Foles, Tyrod Taylor, Jameis, Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, there's just a whole lot
of nothing.
They
can't bring in any of those guys. It would have to be a trade.
Or they have to
draft a guy and force him.
And hope that he's ready.
And that would just be... I actually think they should go veteran and try to get like you said, Matt Ryan they're not going to let Derek Carr go. I don't know I don't know. They're effed. They're literally effed.
If I were the Martys, I would try somehow to pry Derek Carr loose from the Raiders. There's a lot of flux in that organization.
Just think
maybe you can make it happen.
They could have Cousins.
They could have had Cousins this whole time.
They could have Cousins the entire time. Now, he may have sucked here. Because he's got legit receivers there, I get it. But they could have had Cousins.
You'd be in the playoff conversation every year.
Yeah.
Now he misses them in Minnesota,
because first of all, he's durable.
Right.
And he's going to throw up 35 touchdowns every year.
He's far from perfect, but you know, he keeps you competitive. You would have a more than capable quarterback.
He's light years better than anything that they have rostered since he's left.
Yep.
It's not even close.
He's the best quarterback we've had here since Rip.
Yep. Bruce Allen couldn't wait to disrespect him at every turn and lose the franchise dance between him and his agent. Just get outmaneuvered at every turn because he's a big, stupid buffoon, Bruce Allen.
Right.
And he ran off the best quarterback this franchise has had in the last, what, 30 years?
Their hope was
30 years.
Their hope was, they were kind of, their hope was obviously, we've talked about it a million times, build around the defense. Well, that's exploded in their face. So they're
horrible
not going to be able to do, well, it might have worked, but it just didn't work. The defense didn't live up to its end of the bargain. So you can't do that. You're not going to be able to sell the fan base on another plug and play retread. Not going to be able to do it.
Not even specific to Washington. A great offense will always outduel a great defense in 2021 and beyond.
I generally agree with you, Cakes. I know that's your thing. But they decided they were going to let a defense run it, and the defense failed miserably. They can't do it.
The rest of the NFL is playing chess. Ron Rivera and company, they're playing checkers by putting out a big defensive-led squad. We're going to just plug in any random quarterback with a top-five defense.
It would have worked better than you think if they had performed.
Think about this.
They actually had the worst defense
since
in the league.
Not performing.
Since Kirk Cousins walked, I can't believe he's already been in Minnesota 4 years, but since he's walked, he's thrown 104 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's going to throw mid-30s this year. So through this year, 104 touchdowns in how many games is that? 32, 47, 53 games?
Mm-hmm.
Easily two a game.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have had him. That could have been your guy.
Last year as a team, they threw 16.
Correct.
As a team.
Because Kirk Cousins.
Kirk
Cousins has got to be on pace for, close to 40 touchdowns this year.
Where is he salary-wise? Because he was so high paid a couple years ago.
It's like $33 million.
Now, where is that? That's not bargain now. Like, it's not.
No, but that's what you got.
I think it's still top five.
It's still top five?
I'd have to check, but I feel like.
But if you want a guy who's going to throw. Now, he doesn't go to playoff games. I get it. Maybe this year he does. But if you want a guy who's going to throw you 35 touchdowns,
but
35
Bruce,
to 40,
but the problem
that's
was,
what you got to pay.
The big problem was Bruce Allen and Dan Snyder, so small-minded that they could not get past the fact that Robert Griffin didn't work out, the guy they mortgaged everything for, and some, pipsqueak fourth rounder. Was he a third rounder? Kirk.
Fourth rounder.
Yeah. A fourth rounder outperformed the golden child, Robert Griffin III. They just could never get past that. They were never able to move on from it.
Not even close.
Because they're dumb.
I mean,
that's why. All right, coming up.
I mean, Cousins is thrown for 30,000 yards and over 200 touchdowns, and
Robert's calling
games on ACC.
Nobody wanted that here.
ACC Network.
Don't have good numbers from a quarterback here. God forbid. All right, coming up in 20 minutes, we'll talk to Ron Rivera, head coach of the Washington football team on The Fan. Don't forget, head coach Ron Rivera of the Washington football team is going to join us coming up at 9 a.m., so just about 15 minutes.
Real quick, Cakes.
Yep.
I know we're going to move on, but since Cousins left, all right, and he started pretty much every game for the Vikings since he left.
Right.
I think there was one that he missed. Washington's had Alex Smith, Josh Johnson, Colt McCoy, Mark Sanchez, Case Keenum, Dwayne Haskins, Colt McCoy again, Alex Smith again, Haskins again.
These are guys that have started.
Kyle Allen, Taylor, Fitz.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. 12.
12
and he's
starters.
Not been gone
Can't
that long.
Can't make that up.
He hasn't been out of here for that long.
4 years.
It's been that way. The list of them in the last 30 years is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And getting back to average salary for Kirk, he's actually eighth, JP.
Okay.
Mahomes makes $45 million. This is average. This is not the whole thing. Mahomes makes $45 million a year. Josh Allen, $43 million. Dak, $40 million. Deshaun Watson, I believe they're paying him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got like $39 million this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Russell, $35 million. Aaron Rodgers, $33 million.
Criminally underpaid.
Jared Goff, $33 million. And Kirk Cousins, $33 million.
Goff way overpaid. Rodgers way underpaid.
Didn't even mention Tom Brady.
Brady is, he gave him a discount. He's at 25 milli.
Mm. He's 14th. Severely underpaid.
He's 14th.
For his services.
Kyler Murray, he's still on his rookie deal. He's only making $8 million.
Well, that's the unicorn that you want. You want a guy on a rookie
Justin
deal.
Justin Herbert.
And then you
$6 million.
It's just so cheap that you build up the rest of your roster. That's how you win Super Bowls.
Yeah, but it's
potentially.
You got to hit the lottery. It's
I know everyone talks about
possible
Derrick Henry as the possible MVP, and he's certainly, he's probably the leader right now. Why isn't Tom Brady the leader?
I think they're just bored of giving it to him.
Who's more valuable to his team than Tom Brady? He proved that.
I mean, you'd make an argument, Kyler Murray this year.
No, because Brady.
Josh Allen.
No, because Brady won a Super Bowl. He just takes over a whole new team. He wins a Super Bowl, and now they have the record that they had. I think he's more valuable to his team than Kyler is to his.
Is he leading the league in passing yards? He was last week.
Well, I think he's also the perfect example of how it's all about the quarterback. Like, Bruce Arians is whatever. Bruce Arians is no different than Vic Fangio.
He was a 500 coach with Jameis.
Yeah. Bruce Arians is silly right now because he's got Tom effing Brady.
Which is why I respected what Pete Carroll said, because Pete Carroll said what we already know. He said, I probably wouldn't have lasted this long, but for Russell Wilson.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. All right, real quick, can I go to this guy? He's been on hold for like over an hour. He wants to talk about Dan Snyder. I don't know what it is, but he's been on hold for an hour. It's Mike in Fort Lauderdale.
Hope he calls him Schneider.
Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I appreciate you guys taking the call, and I just wanted to bounce something honest off you guys. So, diehard fan, moved to Florida. I'm 34. My son is now 8 years old.
All right.
So we're discussing moral things, being a good kid, school, how to treat people around you. Then I'm flipping around on Twitter and I see that whole Dan Snyder thread about everything that he's done, since taking over the team, and how he's truly just not a good person, apparently. And I had a moral conundrum yesterday. Am I doing a good thing by raising my child being a football fan? I just, again, it's a weird thing. It might be a little deep.
You mean a Washington fan or a football fan?
Washington football.
Yeah, I think
Nats fans, Nats fans.
No, that's like child neglect.
Here's the thing. You can't do that. You officially have an out because you moved to Florida. You can now root for like the Bucks. Well, I mean, you have the perfect out, my friend.
Yeah, it would be nice to kind of hear a little bit more of this, and I know that's not the point of the show, but it hit me yesterday, like, wow.
What, it just hit you that he's an idiot?
Right, that he's a terrible owner?
No, that he's a terrible person.
Well, he's a terrible person and a terrible owner.
How did you not know that? You haven't been paying attention.
Well, listen, I've just been enjoying the sports side of it. Listen, I mean,
you've been enjoying the last 20 years of the Washington football team?
Let me ask you this. Are you closer to Jacksonville?
I didn't say the team. I said I'm enjoying the camaraderie of being a fan.
He's in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, he's in Fort Lauderdale. Okay. Yeah. So he's
not really close to Jacksonville.
Yeah, and I am not going to root for the Dolphins. The Dolphins are garbage. So I'm not going to be rooting for the Dolphins.
I think Cakes is onto something. I'd jump on Tampa Bay while you can.
Yeah, you're a Florida guy now.
Yeah.
I'd root for the
Dolphins. I'd jump on Tampa. Plus, they have cooler uniforms, cooler helmets.
They win. You can root for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
There's a lot of positives there.
You know what a letdown it's going to be like when Tom actually retires? And it might be 3 years from now. If you're a Tampa fan, because you're going to have this great run. Mm-hmm. I mean, that offense, it's not just Tom. Like, he's loaded with weapons, right?
Best he's ever had,
and then it's going to be a big thud once he leaves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
they'll
always
have
it.
They'll have the that championship ring. Runs.
Yeah. But they'll go
they
back
might have
to,
multiple rings.
They'll go back to poop.
That's what's happening with New England right now.
Yeah. But you'll always take the lean years if you get the mountaintop. Of course you would.
No, you do.
But you're going to be having the same conversations we're having right now for the millionth time in the last 25
it's like
years.
The Saints are
but
going
all of a sudden,
it.
He's going to retire, and then the Tampa fans are going to be like, do we have to draft some dude from Liberty?
Yeah, that's what they're going to have to do.
Yeah. Or are we going to pick up Jameis Winston?
You got to start over.
Yeah, I mean, the Saints are treading water. They don't want to start Taysom Hill or even Jameis. They're treading water.
But now
I mean, that's not a long-term solution, though.
Think about how bad Cincinnati was for many years, and they had the number one pick, and they get Burrow.
They finally got one,
we think. He looks like he's the real
deal. Although Dalton, I would say, in his defense, was decent for a while.
Made the playoffs a few times, never won a playoff game.
Was decent.
But, I mean,
he was something.
They were struggling for years, and they finally now got a quarterback that you can build a team around. He's a franchise quarterback.
They were lucky that he was the number one. He was the obvious guy, and he's produced. Yep.
Now they've got a legit number one threat to throw to. That's a sports life, man. That's the life of the NFL.
We picked the conventional wisdom guy at 2 overall last year, and he's not that guy.
Doesn't look to be.
He looks great in the commercials. He looks great on the sideline. He daps up everybody, but the production is not as advertised. Bottom line. He's a Greek god. He looks amazing. Production's not
good. Guess what we got next?
Got head coach of the Washington football team, Ron Rivera. We'll talk about the loss to the Packers. We'll look forward to their matchup with the Denver Broncos and more. Ron Rivera next, right here on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.